T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I call myself Tater Mac. Tater Mac. Like Tay, Tater Mac, and it was a terrible nickname.
Stiney.
Yeah! Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Say it! And Guru.
And the G in BS&G stands for Guru.
On 95.7, the game.
Still don't have our Spice One back, but we're good. We're back. Matt Steinmetz, Stereo Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill taking you up until 2 p.m. today on 95.7 game. We'll do that every day, Monday through Friday. Ian Williams will join us in studio from 12 to 1 to talk 49ers. We'll talk some Warriors, fellas. Some interesting numbers and some interesting quotes about D'Angelo Russell. How you guys doing on this Wednesday morning?
I'm excited, Steiny. It's hump day.
I'm excited. Can't you tell?
No, he is.
That's his game face. Yeah. I know Steinmetz's is game face. We'll talk about D'Angelo Russell. I know he wants to get into that. The pick and rolls that he runs. A scout said that D'Angelo Russell may have had his best season last season. He may have peaked already at the age of 23. We'll get into that a little bit later. But obviously the lead story around these parts are the San Francisco Giants, who are now 24-15 since June 1st. They win another grinder yesterday in Colorado, 8-4, after blowing a 3-run lead in the bottom of the ninth inning. Will Smith kind of had a hiccup there last night, blew his second save in 3 chances, now has 3 blown saves on the season. But Mark Melanson cleans it up in the bottom of the 10th. Alex Dickerson has 4 hits. He goes 4-for-5. Yaz, who we had on, I call it the BS&G karma, fellas. Yaz hit a home run last night, his 7th of the season. And all of a sudden, the Giants are now 3 back in an NL wild card race. And I'm not sure, fellas, if it's a small sample size anymore. I'm starting to wonder if this team is starting to peak and if they're really a good baseball club.
Well, they didn't pick up any ground yesterday. They were 3 back yesterday. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 out of the 5 teams above them won. So I was thinking about this a lot. And it feels like to me, a lot of Giants fans out there are willing to roll the dice to try to get snake eyes as opposed to doing what you said you were going to do coming into the season, which is try to build this farm system and get some prospects. So, I mean, the way I look at it, can you do both? Yeah, you can probably do both, but that's never the way we talk about it on Talk Sports Radio. It's always buy, sell, go for it, not go for it. So if we're going to discuss it like that, are you really willing to buy? Are you really willing to buy in the hopes that this team can get to the playoffs and delaying the inevitable another year? Are you really willing to do that for a wild card spot, which will guarantee you one game?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I felt like I had a jersey on yesterday when the Giants blew the lead, regained the lead. You look at the, you know, the dugout vote. I mean, it's like they're college guys, like playing in the College World Series. So it's infectious. And all that I'm talking about and what I'm marveling at, Steiny and Bonte, is the fact that these guys were dead men walking. Giant baseball was boring. Nobody was talking about it. We didn't talk about it. And, the only curiosity was when they were going to sell and what they were going to get. But each day we come in here, Steiny, that miraculous column of, well, first they got to get to 500. And that was a thorn in my side. Like, you are right. There's no way they're going to make the playoffs if they don't get to 500. But not only is that games behind the second wild card, it stayed to 3 yesterday. That column for under 500 is at 3. And I just feel like the players can't control what the front office is going to do. We don't know what the owners who have more power than Farhan has, what they're saying, if there's any messages. But Bochy, I heard him yesterday, and he basically said, you know, it's bigger than just me and my swan song, but damn it, the Giants are doing something right before our eyes, and I'm just along for the ride. And right now, Bonte, four games in a row, you got a game today, it could be five, and then you come home tomorrow.
FanGraphs has...
Give it to me.
The Giants at 2.8% to make the playoffs.
That's up from yesterday, Steiny.
It is up from yesterday. 2.8%. Assuming you believe in that, you're going to change your philosophy for a 2.8% chance.
It's just numbers.
To get a what? Well, it's a number
like
that's based. It's a number that's based on facts and history and exactly where they're at right now in the standings.
I mean, I got something for you.
And so, okay, if you again 2.8% right now,
I give you that.
Change your strategy,
but Bonte,
for one game.
I do like that, but the Daryl graph.
The
38%.
Give
Bonte.
It a 38.
38%. You're three out.
Well, let me ask you this: would you do it for 38%? One game, 38%, one out of three, essentially.
Yeah. I'll always say give me a playoff game.
That's where I'm
always
at.
Always give me a playoff
and
game.
And give the fans that hope of doing what we talked about yesterday
right.
with the Warriors, and we believe. And I know they matched up well with Dallas. But my whole point is, Steiny, give me that playoff game to get excited for like it's a damn Super Bowl right. and see if you can shock the world like Kevin Garnett.
And what I'm saying is it's far too early to start to talk about making the playoffs.
It is early to start talking about that. But what we can talk about is what the Giants should do within the next 2 weeks with the trading deadline coming up on July 31st. Mm. Now, I'm in a wait-and-see mode. With the Giants surging right now, winning 11 out of their last 13, Kevin Pillar making catches all over the place, diving catches in center field, Yaz and Dickerson hitting, Buster Posey batting .357 in the last 14 days. He looks rejuvenated. You see him running around third base, rounding third base during the top of the 10th. I mean, he's
like Carl Lewis.
I mean, he's playing. He's balling right now. Pablo flopping into third base. I'm in the wait and see mode. I want to see where they're at July 28th, July 29th, because I'm looking at Bumgarner in the clubhouse. I'm looking at these guys clapping. They're feeling momentum. All of a sudden, Drew Pomeranz, fellas, he hasn't gone past five innings in his last seven starts. But the ERA is there. He's kept them in the ball game, 3.78 ERA. I'm in a wait-and-see approach. I say Farhan does nothing right now. Don't sell. Don't buy. But if you do sell, if you sell off some pieces like a Will Smith or a Sam Dyson, I think everybody would be cool, but you'll still have enough to compete. In terms of buying, I'm not there yet either, Steiny. But I'm saying just stand pat and see where you're at the week of the deadline. I keep saying that. Because if you are in a hunt, I'm not saying scrap the plan and not, you know, and not replenish the farm system. But it's tough for me to see the standings, and I'm looking at it in the National League where it's wide open with the wild card. Washington, Philly, Pittsburgh, who else is up there? Colorado, Arizona, all these teams are not playing well. Milwaukee, they're struggling with their pitching. I'm one out. I'm saying, you know what? I'm going for a playoff spot. I'll go for that one game. I'll do that any day of the week.
That's fine. I'm just, and you know, people are saying like I'm hating on the Giants.
No,
they're having a good
Who
year.
Said that?
They're surprising people. They're three games under 500. We're a week past the All-Star break. Okay, so they're still three games under, and they're in eighth place or whatever it is. They're having a nice year. They're more enjoyable to watch. They're winning more games. I get all that. I'm just not saying it's time to put all our faith in this team. I'm just not there, period.
Well, give me this, Steiny. The players with the newfound energy, because I feel it's oozing from my TV. If we're going to say the 31st, you know, is the trade deadline, which it is, can't you say the Giants right now control their own destiny in the sense that they're already in playoff mode because they're one five-game losing streak or six out of seven from it being over, and then it's all about selling your pieces. Right now, it's just a good story, and there is hope. But the players only can control what they do, and today they can go get a win against the Rockies, and then that number will be 5 in a row. So
right, and that, and then that, and then, yeah, then what? Then you buy, right? You got to buy.
No, I don't think you got to buy.
I'm over here.
I don't think you got to buy because
what happened? Let's
all
look.
Of a sudden look
let's
at Johnny,
put the rat on
we
the
got,
table.
We got the Johnny Cueto news yesterday, Steiny.
Let's put the rat on the table. What happens when you buy at the trade deadline and then you lose 9 in a row?
And this happened before. That would be the wild coyote. That'd be worst case scenario.
And I don't think Farhan would put himself in that kind of position. I really don't. I think he was hired because he is an expert when it comes to the whole money ball thing and how to build a farm system and all that. That's his strength. Prospects, young guys, making a move for a, you know, veteran guy for a couple young guys. Like, that's his strength. So don't you play to people's strengths?
I do. I do think that. But I don't think you necessarily have to buy with this club. If they're playing well with the roster that they have right now, and you know Johnny Cueto is going to throw a fall league in the first week of August, it may be available in September. Now, granted, I know Johnny Cueto hasn't pitched since last year, but he's lost 20 pounds. From what I'm hearing, he's looking good. From what I'm reading is he's looking good. He's in phenomenal shape. And then when I read quotes like this from Kevin Pillar, courtesy of Andrew Bagley of The Athletic, in a way, we're in control of our own destiny. Just like Guru just said, we're trying to make ourselves relevant, and I think we've done that. The rest of baseball might not see us that way, but the standings are the standings. We're within striking distance.
And Steiny, I'm in the school of, if you were to trade a Will Smith, to me, it's bigger than Will Smith. The show still goes on if they continue the everyday players to stay hot and win games. So you could kind of do both. It doesn't have to be one or the other, but there's a story developing. And at the end of the day, are the 2019 Giants, Monte, better than what we thought they were? Because, again, I can't get over how boring, lackluster, how pathetic this offense was. And all of a sudden now, we're acting like they're the 27 Yankees, or maybe I am, or they're finally just playing to what they are. And it may be just an average 500 baseball team, but the numbers right now got them to where, what if?
Yeah, what if? Both Bay Area baseball teams playing really well right now. The A's looking for the sweep against the Mariners. Giants looking for a sweep in Colorado, a place coming into the season where they lost 17 of their last 19 at Coors Field. We'll continue to talk about that. Ian Williams will join us in studio from 12 to 1 p.m. Fellas, the audience out there, Giants fans, do you actually believe in this Giants team? We'll talk about that and take your phone calls at 888-957-9570. That's 888-957-9570. But first, let's go to Stephen Lakeford with the latest on what's happening on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Bonte. And what's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Dialpad. Bay Area baseball is a-cooking right now, people. Giants have won 4 straight, making that 9 of their last 12. They look to sweep the 4-game series against the Rockies today with rookie Sean Anderson on the hill throwing some cheddar. The A's have won 5 straight and go for the 2-game sweep over Daniel Vogelbach and the division rival Mariners. NFL Insider Week continues here at 95.7 The Game. Jerry Rice, Michael Irvin, Steve Mariucci, Peter King, Brian Baldinger. Those are just some of the names we've had on this week and will have on for the NFL season. Coming up today, though, we got more. It's former 49er Ian Williams will be in studio with Bonte, Steiny, and Guru coming up at 12. Dialpad is changing the game for business communication. Host calls and meetings in the cloud. Put a business line on your cell phone and get analytics to make every call smarter. Over 60,000 businesses trust Dialpad to bring their phone system into the 21st century. Visit dialpad.com. Coming up, more Bonte, Steiny, and Guru. I'm Stephen Lankford on the Bay Area's number one sports station. That's 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back to BSNG here on a Warriors Wednesday, brought to you by Freeman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. We want to talk to Giants fans here at 95.7 The Game, 888-957-9570. Are we sure this Giants team is not good? Are we sure about that? Because a small sample size, I don't know if it's small anymore, fellas. 24-15 in their last 39 games. They're now three back of the wild card. I know they didn't make up any ground last night. Washington won, Philadelphia won in dramatic fashion against the L.A. Dodgers. But the Giants have won four straight. They've won two straight series out of the All-Star break in Milwaukee, a tough team, a team we all expect to go to the postseason, and Colorado. And we know Colorado's been a tough place for the Giants to play in. Lost 17 of their last 19 at Coors Field. Now they look like they're pretty – they settled in on the road. We know they're over 500 on the road, and the boys are smashing. Dickerson, Yaz, Buster, Pablo's doing his thing. Crawford, all of a sudden, has found new life in the second half of the season. Pretty impressive run by the Giants, and I'm eager to see where they're going to be at coming up at the July 31st deadline.
I was reading Bob Nightingale, and he had a line in his story about the Giants that is completely what people don't believe, I think. He said the Giants have more prized players available than any other team in the league.
Oh.
I thought they didn't have anybody who's available. And then secondly, I would also say, why not take advantage? Do you think Will Smith, well, after last night, but do you think Will Smith's value is as high as it's going to be right now?
I think so. And
probably
I think
up there.
You may need to deal him right away because I was worried about that before the All-Star break. He had blew a save, and now he's blown two saves out of the All-Star break. And we know about the Giants' curse in All-Star games when it comes to pitchers. Sean Estes giving up some runs in an All-Star game in 97. Back in 83, Atlee Hammaker gave up some runs in the All-Star game, and then they all faltered in the second half. I'm wondering if the same is happening to Will Smith because he gave up a bomb in this past All-Star game to Joey Gallo at the Texas Rangers. Hasn't been as impressive, so Steiny, you may have to deal him right away, and I don't think it'd hurt to deal with Will Smith.
The Giants have more prized players available than any team in the league. So now would be the time, it sounds like, to make some moves.
Yeah, but to me, looking at the standings, the Mets are even 5.5 back and only below them are the Marlins.
And what should they do? What should the Mets do? Should the Mets go for
it? That's where I'm going. It's like, what are these teams in ownership and management thinking? Do they think they're in it? Because you and I, we're going back like ping pong. Is Farhan, is he going to let it play out? I just don't know, Steiny, if teams are, you know, throwing up the white flag that may be 4 or 5 out and look at it as fool's gold. So can you go get what you need is what I'm asking. Because, Bonte, you look at these standings, everybody, technically the math is there to where they think they have a chance. And it's we'll know by action or non-action. And that's what has me excited about the Giants. You know, a couple of days ago, it was like, well, 7 teams are in front of them. Well, now 3 teams are in front of them, and I don't know what they're thinking there on 3rd and King in regard to if somebody calls for a Crawford or a Brandon Belt, do we not, you know, take that big deal that'll get us a net return with prospects? I don't know, but it looks like they're all jumboed in, Steiny.
I guess the point is like,
are you in it or not?
If you have a deal for Brandon Belt, do you make that move right now? Right now. Somebody called and says, we're going to give you two great prospects, two very good prospects for Brandon Belt. Not going to be here tomorrow. The deal will not be here tomorrow. What are you going to do? These guys will not help you this year,
gotcha.
Though. But
see,
Belt will be on another team.
This is me now. I put Panda at first base. Brandon Belt, it was a good run. But we are not going to make the playoffs because you departed. So, Steiny, I would take those two prospects and run Panda right there at first base and just keep playing baseball. And if they keep playing good baseball, it's meant to be.
Something I would think about because you could shed that contract, right? Brandon Belt's making over $17 million over the next two seasons. Getting rid of that salary and helping your cap situation, your payroll, I think I'd highly consider that deal, Steiny. I would.
Okay, what about since the Giants have more prized players available?
Do you believe
than any
that,
other
though,
team? Bob Nightingale knows more than me about baseball. That's all I know. Let's say they get Belt, Will Smith, Dyson, and let's just say a wild card player. So Farhan's got deals for all three of those guys, kind of sitting right there right now, but they're under a timetable of a day or two to do it. And then there's another guy that they're talking about, let's say, whether it's Panic or Crawford. They don't have something there, but They got action. Would you do it? Would you make, okay, you're getting two prospects for Belt and three prospects for both Smith and Dyson. None of them are going to help you this year.
Wow, man.
What are you doing? None of them are going to help you this year.
May have to make the moves. And I still don't think those moves.
I do.
I don't think they're going to destroy you in a wild
don't
card
you
race.
Really?
I don't. Will Smith, Mark Melanson's pitching a lot better. Now, I know Giants fans just drove off the road thinking about Mark Melanson and his tenure with the Giants.
He was the man.
You still have Mark Melanson who's pitching better. You still have Andrew Suarez in AAA. You still have Ty Block down there in AAA that could give you an inning or two. And I don't think it'd hurt him. Now, offensively, without Brandon Belt, with the way he walks, he may have some type of impact there. But also, what we've been talking about a long time here, now you can put Buster Posey at first base. Now you don't have to take him out of the lineup. You got Stephen Vogt hitting the ball well. He's a liability defensively. He got 2 months of the season left, 2.5 months left. If you could get prospects for those players, I still think the Giants would have enough in this year's National League.
Throw me a player where you would say, this one's going to really impact us.
Longoria.
Okay.
For right now, Longoria.
You got
to
two
me,
prospects sitting on the table for Longoria. You're making that move, aren't you? Or are you thinking, ooh, when Longoria comes back in 10 days, then we're going to really get hot?
It's a tough one.
According to MLB MLBTradeRumors.com, the Giants have the top two available trade chips, 5 of the top 14 available trade
chips. Name them.
Bumgarner, okay. Will Smith, Sam Dyson, Tony Watson, Pablo Sandoval.
See,
I would move every single one of them if I could get a younger player that Farhan thinks is legitimately an MLB prospect. I still would do that in a heartbeat.
Every one of those players except for Bumgarner with me.
Okay.
I can't trade Bumgarner if I'm in the race. Can't do it.
And as excited as I am, what I want to tell you guys, it's bigger than one player on this team right now. I feel like magic is happening with the jersey. When you put the jersey on, whoever you are, magic is happening. We're watching Vogt contribute. So, Steiny, there's nobody off limits to me to where I'm trying to sell you Brandon Belt, you know, Rod Carew. I know what Brandon Belt is. I know what he's been. I just think this team, the uniform, has created the dynamic that when you put it on, something good is going to happen. So if it's the next man up, I got confidence in the next man up. And I know that sounds crazy.
You talk about magic, Guru. Chris Rose joined Joe Lo and Dibs this morning. Here's what he had to say about magic in the Giants.
This is a great little run they've been on. I know fans are passionate about saying, listen, we're within 3 games of the wild card. There's not a great team in the National League outside of maybe the Dodgers, and I would put the Braves in that category. We could go on another magical run. I don't see that happening.
Ooh, Chris Rose doesn't see it.
Steiny don't see it. And they're not alone, but that's the beauty of baseball. You got, 60 games left to kind of dispel that. So I'm all in until we see a 5-6 game losing streak, and I wouldn't be shocked if we did it, but if they could make that a winning streak, damn, we gotta tap in. And my last caveat, will tomorrow be a sellout?
No.
And third and King against the Mets.
Of course not. why would it be a sellout?
Bumgarner.
It could be 2-out Matt Bum on the bump.
Bumgarner gets center guard.
I'm curious to see the attendance
the New York
tomorrow.
Mets. A lot of Mets fans out here. Will there be buzz at Oracle Park tomorrow coming off of this road trip? Let's go out to the phone lines, fellas. 888-957-9570. How good is this Giants team's? What is their chance at a playoff spot? Let's talk to Mike in San Carlos. He wants to talk about the Giants and their chance at a playoff spot. What's up, Mike? You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. It's a tough discussion. And don't have all the answers, but I wanted to comment on, Steiny pointed out a little while ago, the Giants have, a 2.8% chance or something of getting in, And I get that, and I think that's the right number, probably. Baseball isn't all about numbers. You know, sports aren't all about numbers. It's also about heart. And I think most people, if you think about it, like some of your very best sports memories are those times when your team wasn't supposed to win. They had a 1% or 2% chance of winning, and they did. Those are, like, the best memories. And you know, for me, I'm a Cardinals fan first, Giants fan second. You know, 2011, I remember them being down, I think it was 10 games in late August. And you know, even as a diehard fan, I counted them out, went on a trip, came back the last day of the season, found out they managed to get in and went on that run, you know, to win the World Series. You know, one of the best memories I ever had.
Right.
So yeah, it's hard. You know, you got to let this go a little bit longer. You can't tear this down yet. You can't kill this yet.
I hear you, Mike. Thank you for the phone call. You guys agree? Obviously, I don't know when you tear it down. I'm just in the wait and see mode. I agree with you. I'm trading four of those five players here on MLB traderumors.com when it comes to the five of the top 14 available trade chips. I'm cool with trading Will Smith. I'm cool with trading Sam Dyson. Mm. I'm cool with trading Tony Watson. I'm cool with trading Pablo Sandoval. But if you're in a race, you're heading into that last week of the trading deadline, and it's July 29th, July 30th, and you're a game back at a wild card spot, I am not cool with trading Madison Bumgarner.
Well, listening to Bochy yesterday, it kind of shocked me. He sounds like you, like he knows it's a business. It's bigger than his last year, Steiny. And if there were a move, that spread, that table wouldn't be turned or flipped over. It's almost like he kind of knows what time
they're not
it
that
is.
Good.
See, that
he knows they're not that good. Managers know how good their team is. Bruce Bochy would say, oh, of course we have a chance. Do you really think he thinks they're the fourth best team in the National League? Or fifth?
I just don't know when
what if he
we
doesn't
would ever
believe?
Hear that. Okay,
well,
exactly.
We wouldn't hear it.
Yeah.
But trust me, I covered Don Nelson forever, and he knows when he's got a horse bleep team, and he knows when he's got a good team, and I would imagine any manager worth his salt knows that too. I mean, for all we know, Bochy's telling Farhan, do not change. This is fool's gold.
Mm. See, I got to think Bochy is like, he's seen a lot of baseball, a lot of teams
exactly.
get hot. And
exactly.
Steiny, they've won World
Series. A lot
of teams
in July get hot.
By qualifying for the wild card two of the three. So even last year when we kept coming in here and you were giving it to me, Steiny, about, hey, they're still five out and they couldn't do a damn thing because they kept losing. Bochy was managing like, if we can get hot, like, you know, he didn't quit, Bonte. And I don't expect him to do now, even if in his gut, somehow he can deny.
I never said he was going to quit. Well, like, what is that? Like, where did that come from?
Mentally, because he doesn't play. The players control.
I never said anything about
that.
I never said.
Well, you said if he.
He's not
going to
quit.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you can't manage. Look.
There's no questionnaire asking Bruce Bochy does he believe in how
good his
team is. If Bruce
Bochy doesn't believe in the team, or if Bruce Bochy does believe in the team, he's going to manage the same way. He's still going to try to win every game. I mean, does Steve Kerr have the same belief the Warriors next year are going to win the title than last year? Of course not. Of course not. Is he going to coach less hard? No, he's going to coach the same. Same with Bochy.
I agree with that.
I go to Odell in Oakland. Let's hear from Odell in Oakland here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Odell? What you got on your mind today?
Boy. Hey, guys. Love the show. I'm kind of in the camp of Chris Rose. I don't know if this is going to be a sustained win over the course of the next 2 months, but I have a question. Have you guys seen, is Elias Ramos or Joey Bart, are they big league ready? And is it too soon to maybe give them a shot to big leagues to help see what their bats could do, or are they still maybe a year away from having some production and trading their subsequent, you know, predecessors? Thank you, guys.
No problem. Thank you for the phone call. And great question there. Joey Bart and Ramos, they're probably about a year and a half away. You're probably looking at a September call-up next season, maybe in the summertime. But they're still down in San Jose, single A. They got a while before they get up to triple A Sacramento. They got a master single A, get the double A, and then get the triple A. So I think they're a year. We might not see them really until the end of 2020, maybe early 2021. So I wouldn't have them in your – I wouldn't pencil them in on your roster just quite yet, on the big league roster quite yet. They got some time left in the minor leagues. Let's go out to Paper Peddler in Burlingame. Paper Peddler, you're on 95.7 The Game. What's happening?
What's up, guys? Happy Wednesday. Real quickly, you know, about the Giants and who they are. You know, I've been listening to you guys for a while, and Steiny, I know – you're a realist. You're a talented guy. You're a realist. But I want you to open up your mind a little bit, all right?
Okay.
What about the 97 Marlins? What about the 95 Rockets? Just because you're not the best, you know, you get in the playoffs, it's all about who's hot. Let's just have faith. Let's let it ride. It's Bochy's last year. Let's have fun.
Well, there it is.
Thank you for a phone
call. Open your mind.
Stidey's got an open mind.
I like that.
Stidey comes in ready to go every day. He's got a sharp mind. I trust Stidey.
Thank you.
I trust you, but I'm with Paper Peddler. We've seen in the playoffs, especially in baseball. Like, he had the Twins a couple years ago win 85 games and make the wild card. I know they lost. But you could get in there and mid-80s, if you could, and now the Giants, to get to 87. And this is from Alex Pavlovich of NBCSportsBayArea.com. He broke down some numbers here, some great numbers. The Giants, basically, they want a shot to win a second wild card, realistically. They're going to have to go 41-26 down the stretch, the rest of the way. 41-26. Can they play 15 over? That's basically 600 baseball.
They're 24-15 the last 39.
They are.
Tied with the Dodgers. Not saying they can, but damn, I got my popcorn to see, Bonte.
So the Giants, since, again, and we're kind of rehashing here, but the Giants in the last 2.5 years have gone 212-277. 212-277. They've won 24 of 39. And now you're going to expect them to play 600 baseball from this point to the end of the season.
Some teams get hot. Huh? Some teams struggle coming out of the gate.
That's
then they get hot.
That's being a damn good team.
Hey, maybe the first 2 months with that was an aberration. Maybe it just was.
Maybe
because they were terrible last year, right? Everybody had terrible years. LaGoria, Posey, Crawford, Belt. You had to think that some of these guys would get back to, I'm not going to say to the their full capabilities, but last year was such an aberration, Steiny, that they all played worse. They could only go up from last year. And they are going up right now. Longoria's hot. I know he's on an injured list. Posey's starting to hit.
He's in Crawford's a hitting. Boot.
Who's that? Longoria? They said it may be a while. That's a tough loss for the Giants there. But they're starting to play well. They're playing well. They've been playing well since June. Now we're in the mid-July, and they're still playing well. Like, I can't buy the small sample size stuff anymore. Although Joe from Walnut Creek thinks it's all fool's gold. Joe, you're on 95.7 a game. Why do you think this is fool's gold coming from the Giants?
You know, I got to tell you, Father Time is undefeated. Giants are an older team. When do older teams play well? Right around the All-Star break, right at the beginning of the season. Why? Because they're not dinged up. They're not banged up. The Giants are going to fade. If they try to cash in this fool's gold, you're just going to have an older team that's going to play older next year. At some point, they got to get younger. Them playing good now, they should be happy because you know what's going to happen? Their trade chips are going to be worth more and they're going to get younger.
Yeah, I'd like that idea too. I like that idea. Strike while the iron's hot. You guys have won 10 of 12. Start moving guys if they have value. If you're telling me that because of the last 2 weeks, Farhan Zaidi is taking three times as many calls as he was 2 weeks ago. You got to take advantage of that. You've got to take advantage of that. And that's what I would say.
Yeah, the interesting thing is, and we may never know until after the season's over, is what Farhan turned down to let this ride out if that's what he decides to do. And I think he's ready to pull the trigger if he gets overwhelmed and gets some top prospects for any player, but we're not going to find that out as we go. So if it's quiet on the set, I don't know if that saddens Giant fans, the fact that, you know, we're guessing if he had deals and didn't pull the trigger.
No, I'm with you, and Alex Dickerson's been playing well. The Giants, we talked about run differential earlier in the week, and you look at the Oakland A's, right? Plus 88. They're playing well. They didn't win five straight. Matt Chapman looks like an MVP candidate, although Mike Trout is in a category by himself. It's Mike Trout and everybody else, but Matt Chapman definitely is going to get paid. He's going to win some MVPs down the line. Gold gloves for sure at third base. He's playing out of his mind right now. The A's are playing out of their mind, but so are the Giants. And the Giants, on June 1st, we talked about run differential. They were minus 89 in run differential on June 1st. Right now, they're minus 41.
Nobody's denying they're not hot. I mean, nobody's denying they're hot. They're hot. They put together a good month. It's baseball.
Good month. I know that's
it's baseball, guys.
It is baseball.
You can put together a good month. Can you put together a good 2.5 months on top of it right now?
And it's playoff they're in playoff mode right now. And I know we keep saying, oh, the deadline. You got to get to the deadline and continue to play baseball. So, good baseball. So, right now, today, Steiny, they got to keep winning.
13-2? You know what that is? 13-2?
What, 998?
That's what the Mariners started.
No, okay, you got me there. But my whole point is, they got a game tonight, Bonte, and you got to treat it like a playoff game. And watching that enthusiasm and the action from this team.
See, you don't treat it like a playoff game.
That means
a playoff game is when you put a pitcher in there because you have to win the game today. Tomorrow be damned. We are in July. You do not treat it like a playoff game. Are you crazy? I mean, are you kidding right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so, okay. That fair enough.
I'm talking about the want and will. Buffalo Springfield. I know, mm-hmm. I keep saying it. Something's happening here. You can get on the boat or you can stay off the boat.
HKB,
the bottom line, HKB, they got a song that says, something's happening here. And that's what's happening with the 2019 Giants. Where it's going to end, when it's going to stop, we will see. But there's no denying, and Steiny, you mentioned it, there's no denying they're hot right now. But damn, you don't got a crystal ball. Nobody does, to say when this is going to end.
Right.
So you can look at it two ways. You can be negative, you can be positive. I'm being positive because I think the National League and the rest of the teams have their own problems. That's all I'm saying.
There's something in the middle called realistic.
But if they make the wild card, then what will you say? Or anybody
Stop
say for that matter?
Talking about making the wild card in July. You start making moves. You start.
You don't believe,
it's a long
man.
Season, guys.
It is a long season. It's a very long season. But you talk about the teams the Giants have beat recently. Swept the Padres. You take two or three against the Cardinals. You beat up on the Brewers. You beat up on the Rockies. They're beating the teams ahead of them right now. So you can't say they're beating weak teams. They're playing well right now. I'm very eager to see how this stretch plays out. One more in Colorado today. Four against the Mets. Three against the red-hot Chicago Cubs. Then you go to San Diego again, down to Petco Park, and then Philadelphia to take on the Phillies. Very good stretch here coming up for the Giants. Going to be a lot of fun to watch. We'll take more of your phone calls. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll get you next segment. And then we'll talk some Warriors here. Has D'Angelo Russell already reached his peak as an NBA player? Won't Scott believe so? So we'll tell you what he said next right here on 95.7 The Game. It's Matt Steinman, Dirt of Guru Johnson, and Bonte Hill, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Something's happening here.
What it is ain't exactly clear.
That's it.
There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that
now
sound?
Back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, why not base your baseball strategy off a song from the 60s? That's the way.
I know it's from the
60s. That's a good model to follow.
Who is this again? Who is this? Buffalo Springsteen.
Springfield,
yeah. Excuse me. Springfield.
That's Bruce Springsteen, I think you're talking about.
I need help when it comes to everything other than hip-hop and R&B, all right? Hip-hop, R&B, I'm good.
Neil this Young right here was in this group.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kind of flew over my head there, Neil Young. Not sure about that. Welcome back to BS&G. Matt Steinman, it's Daryl DeGuru Johnson, Bonte Hill here on 95.7 The Game, taking you up until 2 p.m. Ian Williams, former Niners defensive lineman, will come into studio for an hour with us from 12 to 1 p.m. to talk about the 49ers. His training camp is almost here, fellas. They're cutting the grass down here in Santa Clara, putting up the white lines, the chalk. It's going down in Santa Clara soon. Training camp is on its way in a week and a half, so we'll talk to Ian Williams about that. We'll talk some Warriors here in just a second at the top of the hour. D'Angelo Russell, some interesting numbers, and we'll talk about what a scout had to say about D'Lo. Or are we still calling him D'Lo because Logan Murdoch told us not to call him D'Lo? Should we find a new name? Or you don't call him
D'Lo?
There's
a famous rapper named D'Lo, Steiny.
I thought it was P-Lo, not D'Lo.
I call him Russell.
Russell? Yeah. Were you calling him Russell, too?
D'Lo.
You still call him D'Lo?
Yeah. I love Logan, but, D'Lo.
Just call him Jello. What about Jello? Can I call him Jello?
That's already taken.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, we're talking Giants here. Giants obviously won four straight, winning their first three in Coors Field. And the scoring started yesterday when Yaz did this in the top of the second.
Drive down the left field line. Tapia on the move. It is off the very top of the wall. Dickerson comes in to score. Yastrzemski to second. It's 1-0 Giants.
And the Giants obviously take an early lead, setting the tone again at Coors Field, backing up Drew Pomeranz, who went five innings yesterday before giving way to Trevor Gott. And then Yaz did it again in the top of the ninth to give the Giants a much-needed insurance run.
Drive to left. Hit well. At the wall. Out of here.
Seven home runs allowed.
And on one pitch, Yastrzemski makes it 4-1.
And we thought the Giants would go into the ninth inning with Will Smith on the mound. And Steiny, I happened to be on the phone with Guru last night talking baseball when this went down. Ian Desmond sending the game to extra innings.
And the first pitch to Desmond is a drive in the center field, folks. This game is tied.
Ah, Rocky's tight. You go to extra innings. I'm losing my mind, Steiny. I'm thinking, well, might as well sell now. You lost a tough one. But, oh, Alex Dickerson went 4-for-5 yesterday and saved the day in the top of the 10th.
Base hit right field, but hit too hard, probably. They're going to wave in Buster Posey. The throw is going to go to third, and Sandoval's going to make it. Dickerson comes through again.
Does it again. Whew. When you're hot, you're hot.
Dickerson batting 342 with the Giants. He is on fire right now, playing left field for the Giants. And in it, we got to give much more love to our guy, Yaz, who did this again at the top of the 10th.
Terms of having another good night.
Double, no, bouncing ball up the middle, and a base hit. Crawford's going to hustle to third, and the Giants, just like that, get that three-run lead back.
All that sound courtesy of NBC Sports Bay Area, Dwayne Kuiper and Sean Estes on the call, and a big, big-time win for the Giants last night in Coors Field. Let's see if they bring out the brooms today and sweep the Rockies in a four-game series at Coors. Going to be tough for young Sean Anderson today.
Yeah, but something's happening here. So I think they can keep it going.
Stoddy,
you know what I'm saying?
I've been doing radio with you.
I can't say it any other way. I've said it 8,000
You're smiling, though.
Ways.
Let the people know he's smiling.
You are smiling, Steiny, today.
In a good mood.
He's always smiling.
But I've been doing radio with Matt Steinmetz for 2 years, and I've been sitting on something. And the sun's out. The Giants are playing well. We're spoiled here with, you know, play-by-play guys in all sports. Would you guys mind if I just took 10 seconds to do something I think is really special and I think I have spot on? Seriously, it's my Dwayne Kuiper.
The floor is yours.
He hits it high. He hits it deep. It's out of here.
What do you give that? 5 out of 10?
I wasn't ready for that. I just wasn't
just
ready for that.
I've been sitting on it, studying. I thought today was the day.
He goes, it is out of here.
I feel like I might be an 8.
I wasn't expecting that. Where did that come from?
I don't know.
I've just been sitting on it, and he's just when he hit, those calls are beautiful, man. Anyway.
All right, let's go back up to the phone lines, fellas. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Is this Giants team actually good? Let's go down to San Jose and talk to Moose here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Moose?
Hey, Guru, I think you do a better Tim Roy than you do any of the baseball guys. No offense, my man. But
I gotta say,
you guys got to, Bonte, Guru, some of these fans, you guys got to lay off the peep pipe a little bit. I called in yesterday, and I feel like I'm the Eric of the Giants right now, a Warriors pessimist. And nice. You know what? Like Steiny said, all this team is hot. You're either hot or you're good. You're not hot for a season. You're just good if you're that hot. This team is just hot. We're beating sub 500 teams. It's not, I mean, and we're in altitude doing it right now. It's not, this is not more than a team. And Simon, you said we had a hot June. It wasn't even a full month. We're talking 2.5 weeks of good baseball. This is a fun team to watch.
I was trying to help these guys out.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Hey, you know what? Some of those catches out of center field are beautiful. Some of these hits, beautiful base hitting. A couple of these home runs, beautiful, fun to watch. But this is nothing more than a 75-win team. This is nothing more than a snowball effect or an avalanche. Okay, it's an avalanche. Right now we're picking up steam. The avalanche is growing. It's going. What happens?
Avalanche stops at some point, and it's not, we're not stopping at a World Series. I'll tell you that. Not with this group. You guys gotta, we gotta cool the Jets on this one.
Boost, what, hey Boost, let me ask you something real quick before we let you go. What if the Giants are one back at the deadline? It's July 30th, and they're one back, and they're still playing well because they're 24-15 since June 1st. Is that more than a small sample size? Is that enough to say? Is that enough for Moose to say? You know what? Let this thing play out.
Look, look. I'm gonna. My response is this: the Dodgers are plus one. What is it? 148 or minus 41? Minus 41. That's this isn't a sample size. Look at everybody else in first place. They're plus 120, plus 122, plus 121. Chicago. Chicago's plus 124.
I hear you.
I mean, this.
I hear you.
41 is not a. And again, fun to watch. I've been watching this team 25 years since they moved. They moved into AT&T. They moved into Pac Bell, SBC. Okay, I love baseball. It's my number one. I'm like Guru. I'm 44 and I love baseball. Whatever he says, I love it. But this is fool's gold, man. This is fool's gold. And like I said yesterday, it sustains success, not just snippets of success like we're having right now. I need to rebuild, and I need to see in the next 5 years we're a Spurs organization. We're continuing to come back, not.
Right.
Not bottom of the barrel for a couple years in a row and then jump back in once in a while in the playoff. I want sustained success as a team.
All right,
fan.
Moose. I feel you. Thank you for the phone call. We'll hear from you tomorrow. Thanks so much for the insight. You're with Moose there, right? It's all fool's gold.
You know, I don't want to take away from what the Giants are doing. Mm. They're three games back. They're hot. They've made it interesting. It's still July. I'm coming from one place. Don't change your strategy because of what's happened in the last 3-4 weeks. That's all I'm saying. I hope they go out and win tonight. I hope they go out and win tomorrow. Hope they make a run. Go ahead, do it. And if no good deals come along, don't make them.
But, Steiny, isn't there two strategies? The players, whoever's in a Giant uniform, their goal that night is to obviously play the best baseball they can and win the game. But Farhan, his strategy is different. You know, he's got to replenish the farm system. But I guess what I'm saying to the
more
callers,
important.
No doubt. But the ball game's got to be played. And right now, you know, you look in the National League, and I'm asking you, Bonte, okay, who's hotter than the Giants? They're one of the hottest teams. So all they can do is try to win the game that night. And that's the beautiful thing about baseball is they're coming every day. And if they keep playing, who the hell knows where they're going to end up and who's in a uniform and who's not. I'm here to watch.
By the way, on the Chilton Autobody text line from the 925, keep sitting on it, Goo, the Dwayne Kuiper impersonation. Two out of ten.
Wow.
Gave you a two.
Somebody
Guru's a nut.
Like I got electrocuted.
Yeah, from a 707. Guru, that was absolutely atrocious.
You guys have me nervous. Have you heard ready to let it go.
Have you heard his Tim Roy, Steiny?
I don't think so.
What is your Tim Roy?
I'm still recovering from the Kuiper. I'll give it to you later.
Out of here! Can you do that? Can you get me out of here, Guru?
I'm dead.
Out of here!
They're coming at me hard.
Let's go to Rick in San Jose. Rick in San Jose wants to talk Giants here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Rick?
Hi, here's the deal. What I'm thinking, I'm like sort of like with Steiny. I used to be sick all the time, and I used to take 10-day antibiotics. By day four, day five, I was feeling good, and sometimes I would stop taking the antibiotics, and I would get sick again. This is like day five. They need to keep taking the antibiotics. They need to keep doing what they're doing and not all of a sudden, just because they're feeling good, to stop doing their strategy. So I'm on Steiny's side.
Thanks for the phone call, Rick.
Most people who have a sense of how long a baseball season is probably are with me, I think.
Steiny, you do understand, though, and anybody out there, that the Giants are already playing for their lives. I know there's a bunch of games left, but
like that in July. They're playing baseball. They're not playing for their lives. What does that mean?
If they don't win, they won't be in contention.
Oh,
what don't
no.
you understand about that? You got to keep playing for July 31st to mean something. It's
I didn't know I told him to quit. I didn't know
I
told him to quit.
I'm just saying it sounds like that.
Well, that's because you're not listening to what I'm saying. I mean, seriously.
I mean, these 2 weeks are going to determine a lot of what Farhan's going to do, because if they are in a race
the next
2 weeks
week,
from now.
It ain't 2 weeks. Right, the next week.
I mean, and they've been playing well since June 1st. June 1st, that's 6 weeks of baseball. That's 6 weeks now. And if they continue to play well with the stretch coming up, teams that are all beatable, people were saying, oh, they're beating teams under 500. The Brewers wasn't under 500. The Cardinals have been a team that's in a race in the NL Central.
The Padres, when they swept them, were over 500.
Exactly. Exactly. The Rockies were over 500 when they went in there and won three straight. So
I guess I'm just asking, Stani, if you can't get excited now, when can you get excited, Stani?
When does it not become a small sample size?
I'm not getting excited in July. That's one time I'm not getting excited. Doesn't mean it's not fun. Doesn't mean I don't like to watch. I'm not getting excited about the postseason with a team that's three under 500 midway through July. Doesn't mean I don't like watching them. Doesn't mean I don't want them to win five out of their next six.
All right, let's go to Taylor real quick.
Change the whole strategy up.
Let's go to Taylor real quick and set a Rosa before we reset here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Taylor?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
All right, so two things. One, the Giants remind me of the 2016 Yankees in the sense that Yankees were, what, 5-6 games under 500? They had Chapman. They had Miller. And Brian Cashman was like, hey, there's teams out there that are going to, you know, overpay for these two guys. And so they got Torres and they got Clint Frazier and some other guys. But that Yankees team was old. So, you know, they were trying to kind of reboot their system. And I think what people forget about this Giants team is this, you know, this is not a team full of 24, 25, 26-year-old guys. This is a team filled of 31, 32, 33, 34. And this team is getting older. So, okay, great. They could possibly make a run this season, but next season they're getting older. And Bart and Ramos are in single A. So, at the very best, they're going to probably start in double A next season, which means they have to tear the cover off the ball just to make it to triple A. And then they're going to have to play even better to make it to the big leagues. So those two guys aren't even locks for next season. Then who do you have in your farm system for next season? And look, Dickerson is a nice story. Yaz is a nice story. But these guys may not produce as they are next season. So I think right now some Giants fans are overvaluing their own team. And look, I'm a diehard Giants fan. I want them to win and go to the postseason too. But I'm also realistic that this team is not built for long-term success. You know, the Yankees made a decision in 2016. Let's throw out short-term, thoughts for our long-term future. And look what's gotten them, you know. Best record in the AL, almost. They have full of young talent, and I think that's a strategy that Farhan needs to take, even though this team has, you know, gotten hot. So thanks for the phone call, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, Taylor. We'll react to that in just a second, and I want to play something that Rich Aurelia said yesterday on the Dave and Bruce Show. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, Radio.com Sports Station. It's Matt Steinmetz, Daryl Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill taking you up until 2 p.m. And Ian Williams will join us at 12 o'clock live in studio. He'll talk to us for about an hour about the 49ers. We'll get into Nick Bosa, DeForest Buckner, Solomon Thomas. I don't know if you fellas saw Solomon Thomas the other day. There was a photo posted with him and Aaron Donald. He was working out with Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald does not look like a D tackle. The guy had an 8-pack. The guy's a defensive tackle with an 8-pack. I mean, the guy was ripped. His shoulders, pecs, every damn. I'd never look like that. Aaron Donald looks like a freak. We'll talk about that in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll talk about the Warriors in just a second. But here's something Richie Aurelia said yesterday on the Dame and Bruce Show. If he was Farhan Zaidi.
If you're looking forward to the future, I mean, this is not a knock on any player on that team, but is Bum really a guy you're looking at in the future to build your rotation around based off the fact that he's going to be making somewhere in the range of $25 million a year? And I don't know if that's a guy you can afford if you're not going to be in contention for a number of years. I kind of would stay the course right now of trying to trade some of these guys and get some young talent in return and build to the future.
Obviously, that's what I'll add to that.
And I said the house wouldn't fall down if they did move Matt Bonbonte. I just feel like, you know, it's not just one player. It's eight position players, one pitcher. They could continue to shock the world or play sound baseball. And if you can get a good package for Mad Bum or anybody in that uniform right now, I wouldn't pass it up.
Winning 10 of 12 is not shocking the world. All right, that's a hot streak in baseball.
Nothing there? Guru, nothing? All right, let's segue over to the Golden State Warriors. We'll talk Giants a little bit later. I can't wait to see where this goes. I'm telling you, man. Cannot wait to see what happens.
Sounds like you're excited.
I think the last point on the Giants, I think the fan base, every day now, since Friday night, I'm getting more and more tweets about the Giants making people believe. More and more people are starting to flip. Hey, Bonte, you know what? I think we should buy. Now, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you should go out there and buy and sell off one of your pieces. I think you just stand pat. I think that's what you do if you're the Giants. But more and more people are starting to watch Giants baseball again. More and more people are starting to become intrigued. And more people are starting to believe in the orange.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.